It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hundreds of protesters crowded streets around the state capitol in Denver Monday night to protest the death of George Floyd. Some stayed out after the city's 9 p.m. curfew. Bobby Cuomo was one of them. He lives in Aurora.
I'm ultimately hoping that people realize that for all the negativity, that people want positive change, and that's what we're out here working for.
Protesters set off fireworks near the capitol Monday night. Earlier Monday, Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin marched with protesters and took questions from the crowd. Organizers lit candles and say they're putting together a conference to navigate a path forward and work on reform. Public health officials are warning about the potential spread of COVID-19 from the protests against police brutality. Teresa Anselmo directs the nonprofit Colorado Association of Local Public Health Officials. She says she's concerned about the risk of coronavirus spreading among people in large groups. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock has urged protesters to get tested for COVID-19. The state's Independent Ethics Commission has ordered former Governor John Hickenlooper to appear at a hearing this week, but his lawyer says he'll fight it. The hearing for Hickenlooper's ethics complaint was supposed to happen in March. Hickenlooper had agreed to appear in person to defend himself against allegations that he improperly accepted gifts of air travel while he was governor. Then came the coronavirus. After delays, the Ethics Commission decided to hold the hearing as a video conference instead. Hickenlooper's lawyers asked for a delay, saying the technology was untested and unfair. The commission disagreed and has issued a subpoena to compel the former governor to appear at Thursday's hearing. Hickenlooper's lawyers are asking a judge to void the order. Colorado weather has the chance for thunderstorms this afternoon and highs close to 90 along the Front Range, 90s in Grand Junction and staying sunny in western Colorado. This is CPR News.